Sleeping Beauty. A king and a queen live in a faraway land in a palace. They are very happy because they have got a baby. The baby princess is very beautiful.
"I want to have a big party for the princess," says the king. "The 6 good fairies can come to the party."
The king doesn't invite the black fairy to the palace. The black fairy is bad. She sees the 6 good fairies going to the party. She is very angry. She goes to the palace before the 6 good fairies.
"I have got a gift for the princess," she says in a loud voice. "When she is 16 years old, she will hurt herself with a spindle. She will die."
She quickly heads for the door and leaves the room. "Oh no," cries the queen. She is very worried and scared. "Please help," she says. Suddenly, the 6 good fairies appear in the room. They hear the queen's cries for help. One of them comes closer to the baby princess and touches her with her magic wand. "Don't worry, she will not die. She will just fall asleep," she says with a calm voice. The king has got an idea to protect her daughter. He calls all his servants and says,
"Listen to me. Collect all the spindles in the country, then burn all of them."
The servants collect all the spindles and burn them. They also throw away all the sharp things in the palace, so there aren't any sharp objects in the palace from then on. The princess grows up. One day, she goes for a walk around the palace. The good fairies aren't with her, so she is alone. She sees an old tower next to the palace. "What a beautiful tower," she thinks. She opens the door and climbs up the stairs. The princess comes into a room. There is an old woman in the room. She sits in front of a spinning wheel. "Hello, what are you doing?" asks the princess.
"Hi, little girl. This is my spinning wheel, and I'm making cotton into thread," answers the old woman.
The princess looks at the spinning wheel in wonder. "Can I use it too?" she asks.
"Yes, of course," says the old woman.
The princess touches the spindle, and she hurts her finger. Then she falls down and goes into a deep sleep. The old woman doesn't know what to do and immediately calls the king and the queen. They are shocked to see the princess lying on the floor. They are very sad because the princess doesn't wake up.
"What can we do now?"
asks the queen to a good fairy. "Love can wake her up," the good fairy says. "Only a young man can save her."
"We want to sleep too," says the king. "We don't want to wake up until the princess wakes up."
The good fairy takes her magic wand. Then all the people in the palace fall asleep. The king, the queen, the servants, the soldiers, and the knights all start sleeping. The palace is very quiet now. After many years, a prince comes to the forest that is very close to the palace. The forest is dark, the grass is long, and the trees are tall. There aren't any animals around. He rides through the forest. Then he sees the palace. There is a wall of thorns around it. The prince sees an old man next to the trees.
"What is in this palace?" he asks.
There is a beautiful princess in the palace, and she is sleeping, answers the old man. And he says, don't ever think of trying to get into the palace, because it's very difficult to do it. It's very dangerous too. You can die. I don't care. I want to see the princess, says the prince. He believes he can find a way to get in. He stands in front of the wall of thorns. He takes his sword to cut the thorns, and all of a sudden, the thorns turn into red roses. The young prince goes into the palace. He sees the soldiers, the knights, and the servants sleeping. Then he sees the king and the queen. They are sleeping too.
Wake up! He shouts,
but none of them open their eyes. The prince starts looking around and sees a small door at the end of the room. He opens the door and gets in the room. He sees the princess sleeping in her bed. She is very beautiful, the prince thinks. He goes near the princess and kisses her hand. The princess opens her eyes slowly. She looks at the young man and smiles. Oh, it's you. I can't believe my eyes. I always see you in my dreams, and now you are here, she says. After a short time, everybody in the palace wakes up. The king and the queen see the princess and the prince. They are very happy to see their daughter awake again. The next day, the palace isn't quiet anymore. There is a big party in it. The princess and the prince get married, and they have a beautiful wedding. Everybody at the party laughs, sings, and dances all day. The prince and the princess live in the palace happily ever after.